Heavenly Father, we are so thankful that you've allowed us to be here this evening. Thankful for the blessing of life and another opportunity, Lord, we have to study your word and be able to find those things that are necessary for us to know so that we can be saved, so that we can understand the love you have shown for us through your Son, and that those listening who have not obeyed your gospel may do so before it is too late. We pray, Lord, for Brother Donaldson, who was our speaker this evening, Lord, that he stand bold in those Bible truths that you have given us, Lord. Pray, Lord, he preached the word and nothing but the word. Pray that Brother Donaldson is instant in season and out of season. Pray, Lord, that he lets us know that in the gospel, lets us know therein your righteousness revealed. Pray, Lord, that he exhorts us to live according to the faith that we can read about in Scripture. Heavenly Father, bless this call. Bless those listening. Pierce our hearts, Lord, and we can make these things applicable to our lives. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Flounder, and thanks to everybody who was on the call tonight, especially those of you who are not members of the Church of Christ. You are very honored, and you are the distinguished guest of our audience. We call you our VIP. That means you are a very important person to us, and we believe that if you listen to the call tonight, we believe if you're one who believes that the Bible is right like we do, then you will enjoy the message tonight. We believe in the Church of Christ that the Bible is right, and every word of the Bible is right. So we encourage you to open your Bible, take notes of the things that be said tonight, and pay attention to those things that will be said as pertaining to the saving of your precious soul. Tonight, our speaker, the person of Brother William Donaldson. Brother William Donaldson preaches for the 10th and M Church of Christ in Temple, Texas, and he's a very sound preacher, a great man of God. And we're so thankful he accepted our invitation. Brother Donaldson will speak to us tonight with our new theme for the month of September. What said the scripture about the one body? What said the scripture about the one body? Brother Donaldson, tell us that. What said the scripture about the one body?
We greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, where Jesus Christ is King of Kings, and certainly he is Lord of Lords, and he is the great I Am, truly the Son of the living God. I want to give God the praise, give God the glory, and magnify his holy and righteous name to the highest. I would like to say to my good preaching friends, Brother Tommy Brooks and Brother Anthony Flounder, two great gospel preachers who I've known over the years, certainly, I want to thank both of them for inviting me on this telephone telecast, that I may share a word from the Lord. For that, I am grateful. And also, I'm very appreciative to all the gospel preachers that spoke before me as they proclaimed the good news of Jesus Christ. So I bring you greetings from the 10th Street Avenue M Church of Christ in the city of Temple. I serve as a local minister, Brother William C. Donaldson. Now, the topic that was assigned unto me is taken from the book of Ephesians 4, verses number 4. There is one body, a familiar passage of Scripture for what the Scriptures say about the one body. There is one body, not two, but one body. Before I get started this evening, I want to encourage those that not share our religious conviction. I certainly hope, trust, and pray that something will be said from God's word this evening that will encourage you to open your Bibles and see what of those things that I'm teaching is from the word of God. That you will be convinced, you will be convicted, and be converted by the word of God and be able to go down that liquid tomb of baptism for the remissions of sins and become a new creature in Christ Jesus. So when I look over my lesson, my friends and my loved ones, certainly I hope, trust, and pray that you will make that crucial change in your life by becoming a New Testament Christian, by obeying the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Certainly this is our prayer, that you will make that change tonight, that everything that we share with you this evening is coming from God's divine word, where we speak where the Bible speaks, and be silent where the Bible is silent. 1 Peter 4:11, Peter says, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified. Through Jesus Christ, to him be praise and dominion, and forever, evermore. Simply mean everything we share, we give you book, chapter, and verse. We're not here trying to assault anybody. We're not here trying to embarrass anyone. We're not here trying to belittle nobody. This is not the intent or purpose. The only thing that we're trying to do is to show truth from religious area. So if we can do it by the word of God, we have done our part. And I know God is well pleased. So, beloved, my lesson is for tonight. There is one body, Ephesians 4, verse number 4. There is one body, one spirit, even as you call and one hope of your calling. But I'm dealing with the one body. My friends and my neighbors, sad to say, when I look at my subject for this evening about the one body, when I look at the religious world today, it really bothers me. So many so-called religious folks that claim to be Christians, claim to be in Christ, sad to say, they don't even have a clue about the one body of Christ. Because if they did, we would all be in the same body, which is the church. Why, Brother Donaldson? Because there is only one body, according to Ephesians 4 and verse number 4. When we look in God's divine pages of inspiration, let us see and examine what the Bible says about the one body. When we look in our text this evening, the Bible says there is one body, not two, but one. So we see Apostle Paul is telling us in the book of Ephesians 4 and verse 4, there is only one body. That's all. And if there is one body, my friends, this let me know there got to be one church. Why, Brother Donaldson? Because the church is his body, referring to Christ. When we look Ephesians 1, 22 and 23, my friends, you need to go there because I want you to understand what the Bible says about the one body. And had put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that fill all in all. Notice again, my brothers and sisters, turn with me to Colossians. Colossians 1, verse number 18. Colossians 1, verse number 18. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, that in all things that he might have the preeminence. So my friends and my neighbors, now watch this now. If I can find out who is the head of the body, which is the church, I can show you who church that it is. Why, Brother Donaldson? Because the church is his body, referring to Christ. Turn with me again, the book of Ephesians 5 and verse 23. Ephesians 5 and verse 23. Look what the Bible says. The Bible says that the church belongs to Christ, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body, meaning there's only one body. That's plain and simple. Now remind me, according to Ephesians 5:23, that Christ is the Savior of the body, that is the church, because the church is his body, which he is the head of. We just looked at one ago, Ephesians 1:22 and 23. My friends and my neighbors, that's plain and simple. Everything I'm sharing, getting you book, chapter, and verse. So we see that the New Testament teaches that the body is the church, and the church is the body. They are interchangeable. And I want you to notice again, my friends, about the one body. Turn with me, if you will, Colossians 1 and verse 24. Colossians 1 and verse 24. The Apostle Paul mentioned again about the one body, who now rejoice in my suffering for you. Fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church. You see, my friends and my neighbors, you cannot get around that because the church is Christ's body. You already know that Christ don't have but one church, and the one church is his body. But also, I want you to notice, turn with me again, 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, 12 through the 14th verse. 1 Corinthians 12 chapter, 12 through the 14th verse. I'm making it plain as I can. I want you to notice, Apostle Paul saying about the one church. He said, verse number 12, for as the body is one and had many members, and all the members of that one body being many, of one body, so also is Christ. Verse 13, for by one spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we born or free, and have been all made to drink in one spirit. Verse 14, for the body is not one member, but many. But I want you to drop down verse 27 to save time. Drop down to verse 27 in 1 Corinthians 12. Now you are the body of Christ and members of particular. Now watch this. Now since we understand that the body is the church and the church is the body, we should have no problem. I want to read the same passage of scriptures in 1 Corinthians 12, 12 through the 14th verse. And when you see the word body, we know that it's talking about the church. Is that right? So, beloved, when I see the word body, I'm going to put church in it, if it's all right with you. Since we know the church is the body and the body is the church, they are interchangeable. All right, now watch this. I'm going to verse number 12. For as the church is one and have many members, and all the members of that one church also is Christ. Oh, yes. Now watch this. Drop down to verse number 13. For by one spirit, that's the Holy Ghost, for by one spirit are we all baptized into the one church. Now I got to stop here. Since we talk about one church and one body, I got to stop here. If we all baptized into the one church, which is the one body, I want to know where the Baptist church come from. If we all baptized into the one body, where the Methodist church come from. If we all baptized into that one church, where the Catholic church come from. If we all baptized into the one body, one church, where the Pentecostal church come from. And matter of fact, Pentecost is not a church. Pentecost is a day. That's why they call the day of Pentecost. Where the Mormon church come from, Seventh Day Adventist, and the list goes on and on, if we all baptized into the one church. In other words, where all these different religious bodies come from, if we all baptized into that one church, my brothers and sisters, my friends and my neighbors, you can't do it. There is only one body, and that one body is one church. Not two, not three, not 300 or 400. In other words, let me give you a prime example. Now, it's just like my wife. If I tell my wife I ain't got but one suit, y'all got to excuse me. I'm a country boy here. If I don't have but one suit, when it looks silly, I ask my wife, say, honey, what suit should I wear? Well, she think I'm crazy. I ain't got but one. That don't even make sense. How many can you get out of one? Nothing. Why? Because one is less than two and more than zero. Now, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we born or free, and have been all made to drink into one spirit. Now, watch this. Watch me now. Verse 27. 1 Corinthians 12. Verse 27 will tell you who church that it is and who the church belongs to. Watch it. Paul is going to name it. Now you are the church of Christ and members in particular. King James, I'm a King James Virgin man. And so you are the body of Christ. Well, since we know the body of the church, now you are the church of Christ and members in particular. What you saying, Brother Donaldson? I'm giving you bulk chapter and verse. So, my friends, it's plain and simple. Let me give you another analogy. Just like you have one head on your body, your head is over your body. For that being said, your head that's on your body controls every limb that you have on your body. Is that right? That includes your foot, my arm, my hand, my leg, ears, eyes, mouth, so on and so on. In other words, your head that's on your body will only tell your body what to do, meaning move, speak, run, jump, hop, skip, whatever it is, because you have control and authority on your own body. Because why, Brother Donald? You are the head of your body. In other words, you can't tell nobody else body what to do, that move their hand, run, jump. Why? Because you're not the head of their body. They the one that control their body. Matter of fact, when a person tell me that all these man-made churches belong to Christ, I know they're wrong, because he don't have but one. And all of these man-made different churches that they claim to be his, they are accusing Christ to be in adultery. Oh, yes. Yes. And I know that ain't right, because we already pointed out by scripture, we already pointed out by book, chapter, and verse, that Christ is the head of his own church, his own body, which is one. Meaning that all of us that have obeyed the gospel of Christ are members of that one body, which is the church of Christ. That's Paul talking about it. When we look in Colossians, turn to Colossians 1:13, the Bible says, who delivered us from the power of darkness, has translated us in the kingdom of his dear son. Simply meaning the kingdom of God is the church, and the church is the kingdom. They are synonymous, just like the body and the church, and the church is the body. Let me ask you another question, my friend. Won't it look funny? Won't it look strange that if Christ had one head over 300 different bodies? Yeah, it would look funny. It would look ridiculous. Matter of fact, it looks scary. Well, it'd be the same way if your head was over two or three or four or five bodies. You would look funny as well. Because we just read just a while ago in 1 Corinthians 12, chapter 12 through the 27th verse, that those were baptized into Christ, verse number 13, we are in the same body, which is the church. So Paul used the human body to show and to illustrate different functions, abilities of each member that is in the church, which is his body, plays a vital role that's in the church. Simply means, I better hurry up, that all members of that one body are working together as one by the authority of the head, which is Christ, by the edifying of the church. Just like Paul mentioned in Romans 12, go there, Romans 12 chapter, verse 4 and 6, where Paul mentioned that there were different measures of gifts that was given to each member just for the edifying of the church. For as, and look what the Bible says, verse 4, for as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office. We don't have the same. We don't have the same skills or talents. So in verse 5 says, so we being many are one body, there's the church, in Christ, and every one member of one another. Number 6, having then gifts different according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophecy according to the perfection of faith. And then, my friends, notice right here, then we go back to the book of Ephesians again, Ephesians 4, verse 11 through the 13th verse. Paul is saying the same thing. Talking about with Christ, he gave some apostles. Well, there are no apostles no more. Some prophets. Well, there are no more prophets no more. Some evangelists, that's us, those that preach God's word. Pastors. Oh, yes, some pastors. Those bishops, those elders, or those overseers and teachers. For what reason, Brother Donaldson, verse 12? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying of the body of Christ. I'm emphasizing the body, where changed body, emphasize the church of Christ, which is his church, till we all come in the unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, until a perfect man, until the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Yes, my friends and my neighbors, God always emphasized, talk about unity in the church, that we all may be one. That was the main reason that Christ hung on the cross. Oh, yes. Prayer to his Father in John 17, chapter 20 down to the 22nd verse. When he said, verse number 20, neither pray I these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, and the glory which thou givest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. The emphasis is on the one. And the glory, verse 22, which thou givest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. My brothers and sisters, and my friends and my neighbors, God's always looking for oneness. Notice what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 1 and verse number 10. 1 Corinthians 1, verse number 10. Paul said, now I beseech you, brethren, I beg you, I'm pleading with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, that there be no division among you, but that you be perfect, joined together in the same mind and the same judgment. Oh, yes, my friends, my neighbors, this is what Paul trying to get us to see about the seven ones of unity that is in the same body, the church. That was consists of Jews and Gentiles. That is the same body that we need or you need to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. Ephesians 4, 1 through 6. My friends and my neighbors, just like over there in John the 10th chapter and verse number 16, remind me what Jesus says. Jesus mentioned about the other sheep. Now we know the sheep, talking about the Jewish nation right here, but the other sheep is us. Oh, yes, the Gentiles. When he said, verse 16, John 10, 16, he said, other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. They shall hear my voice. In other words, they shall hear my doctrine. They shall hear my sins. They shall hear the gospel. They shall hear my voice. That they shall be one fold. One shepherd. Preach, Donaldson. I'm talking about that Jesus got one. The other sheep that Christ is referring to is the Gentiles. Ephesians 3, and verse number 6. That the Gentiles shall be fellow heirs and of that same body, or same church, and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Church, look at here. The one fold signified the church, and the one shepherd signified Christ. Oh, yes, Christ is my shepherd. In other words, everything that Christ has is one, one, one. That's why he's my number one. I have given you book, chapter, and verse about the body. The body is the church, and the church is the body of Christ. Yes, you can't get around it. Christ is the only one that's qualified to be the head of the body of the church. Christ is the only one that promised to build his church. Not Moses, not John the Baptist, not Mary, not Pope Paul, not Pope Counterfeit Dollar, not Joel Holstein, not T.D.J., but Christ. Christ is the one. We find in over there, Matthew 16, chapter 13 through the 18 verse, when Jesus came to the coast of Caesarea of Philippi, he asked his disciples, say, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Verse 14, they said, some say, well, thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others, Jeremiah, one of the prophets. And he said to them, but whom do you say? Now, you told me what they say. I want you to know who do you say that I am? Then Simon Peter has to say, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And the Bible says, 17, and Jesus answered and said, blessed are thou, Simon of Jonah, flesh and blood did not reveal it to you, but my Father which is in heaven. Okay, Peter, upon your confession, I said, thou art Peter, I'm going to build my church, not churches. That's right. I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Let me tell you,
signifies one. My signifies ownership. And let me know who church it is. It's Jesus Christ, because Jesus is doing the talking. If Christ thought enough to build his church, thought enough to die for the church, thought enough to give himself for the church, his own precious blood, I want to know, how can you preach about Christ without preaching about his church? How can you preach about the church without preaching about the one body, which is the church? My friend, my neighbor, you can't do it, because they both go together. If Christ is the only one that qualifies to build, Christ is the only one is the head of the body, which is the church. Oh, yes, we look fine over there in Acts 20 and verse 28. The Bible says, take heed, therefore, unto yourself and to all the flock which the Holy Ghost has made you overseer, the church of God, which he had purchased his own precious blood. This is what Luke is trying to get us, my friends and my neighbors. Yes, Christ paid the church his own precious blood. He didn't use credit cards. He didn't use Visas or MasterCards, American Express cards. He didn't have to write no personal check. He didn't have to write no cashier check or money order. He didn't have to go to the post office, FedEx, or UPS. No, sir. He gave his life on Calvary Cross when the soldiers put nails in his hand, put nails in his feet, raised him up, mocked him, spit on him, placed a crown of thorns, his head. When he finally died, that just wasn't good enough. Then a Roman soldier came along in John 19, chapter 33 and 34, pierced his side with a spear, came out in water. God had done all of that for you and I. We find in Romans 5 and verse number 8, for God commend his love toward us, and that where we yet sinners, Christ died for us. That Christ is our head. That's why Christ is our creator. That's why Christ is our redeemer. He's our hope and glory, and he is our savior. Salvation is in Christ. It's a spiritual body, which is the head. Ephesians 5 and verse number 23. Yes, my brothers and sisters, my friends and my neighbors, when you look at 2 Timothy 2:10, Paul says, therefore I do all things for the elect's sake, that they may also maintain salvation, which is in Christ Jesus. I ask the question, how can I attain salvation? Well, one thing, you got to be in Christ. You cannot be in Christ unless you be in his church, which is his body. Ephesians 4 and 4. The body is the church, and he is the head and the savior of the church. So, in order for me to be in Christ, you have to be baptized into Christ. Oh, yes. That's why salvation is in his body. Oh, yes. You got to go through baptism. Oh, yeah, we'll put you into the church of Christ. How you know, Brother Donaldson? Well, Galatians 3, 26 to 27. For you're all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For many you have been baptized into Christ. You have put on Christ. Oh, yes, if it wasn't for baptism, my brothers and sisters, my friends, my neighbors, no one sinner could be saved. Mark 16 and 16. If it wasn't for baptism, you couldn't receive the remissions of sins. Acts 2:38, Luke 5:32, Acts 3:19. If it wasn't for baptism, you couldn't have your sin washed away. Acts 22:16, Titus 3 and 5. If it wasn't for baptism, sinners couldn't be born again. John 3:5. If it wasn't for baptism, you would never be put on Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17, Galatians 3:26 and 27. If it wasn't for baptism, you would never rise or walk in the newness of life. Romans 6:3-4. If it wasn't for baptism, you would get all the spiritual blessings. Ephesians 1:3. If it wasn't for baptism, you would never get the gift of the Holy Ghost. Acts 2:38. Acts 5:32. If it wasn't for baptism, never get redemption and forgiveness of sin. If it wasn't for baptism, man, you couldn't get the benefits of the Godhead, and you never get into the church of Christ. Acts 2:47. Yes, my friend, baptism will put you into Christ. Not only put you in Christ, but it puts you into the church of Christ. when the gospel first preached. Oh, yes, we find there over a multitude of people were there on that day, and only 3,000 souls were saved that day. Acts 2 and verse number 41. Then they were glad to see their word, were all baptized the same day, and they were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Yes, my friends and my neighbors, I know my time is getting ready to wind up, but that's all right. I think you got the picture here. I think you got it right here, because if it wasn't for the church, we find that Christ's bride, he paid the church with his own precious blood. But anyway, the third chapter in the same book of Ephesians, we find Paul from this letter. Church is great importance where salvation lies. The church is well planned by the mind of God way long before the creation. The church was according to God's eternal purpose. Ephesians 3:9-10. Oh, yes. In other words, it was not an afterthought by something that God made something up in a spare of a moment. The church is God's way, God's purpose for you and I can be saved. How you know, Brother Donaldson? God planned it. Ephesians 3:9-11. Jesus died for it. Acts 20:28. Ephesians 5:25-27. Jesus built it. Matthew 16:18. Jesus the founder of it. 1 Corinthians 3:11. Ephesians 2:19. Jesus is the head of the church, which is his body. He's the savior of the church, which is the body. And you can read about the body, the Bible, in the God of Divine Pages of Inspiration. As I get ready to close now, my brothers and sisters, there is no other church in the New Testament except the Church of Christ. Paul said in Romans 16:16, salute one another with a holy kiss. The church of Christ salute you. Same church, but different location. And then Paul said again, Ephesians 3:21, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, well without end. Oh, yes, not Baptist, Methodist, Lutheran, Mormon, cowboy church, where you can ride a horse to church. None of that. No. It said, unto him be glory in the church throughout all ages, well without end. That concludes my lesson. Don't let nobody fool you. Don't let nobody hoodwink you, deceive that Christ don't have but one body, which is the church. The church is his body, and you cannot be in Christ unless you're in his body, which is the church, and that's where salvation is. You cannot separate the body from the church. No, sir. You cannot separate Christ from his body, which is the church, because they both go together. To separate body from the church is just like having a telephone without a number. You can't call nobody. To separate Christ from the church is just like having a car without gas. You can't go nowhere. To have separate Christ from the church is like having a lock without a key. You can't get in. To separate Christ from the church is like having no soap without water. You can't get clean. To separate Christ from the church is just like going fishing without a hook. You can't catch nothing. To separate Christ from the church is like having a hammer without nails. You can't be nothing and build nothing. To separate Christ from the church is like having a lawnmower without a blade. You can't cut nothing. To separate Christ from the church or even from the body is like having a fire without wood. It won't burn very long. To separate Christ from the church is like having a saddle without a horse. You can't ride it. Yes, there is one body, which is the church. And Christ is the Savior of the one body, book, chapter, and verse. The only way to get in Jesus Christ, the only way to get in that body, you have to obey the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. My friends and my neighbors, I know I talk loud to the plain old country boy, but I'm letting you know I was coming out of denomination myself. Oh, yes, I came out of Baptist church. But I thank God that somebody came to me when I was a young man, 33 years old, who gave me book, chapter, and verse. He didn't tell me to take his word for it. He let me read it for myself. Did it bother me? Did it shake me up? Yes, he did. because I couldn't understand, because the church that I went to, they didn't teach the doctrine of Christ. All they do is hum and moan and all this kind of stuff. But my friends, my neighbors, listen to me. Everything we share, we give you book, chapter, verse, because we love you. We want to go to heaven. I'm glad somebody came to me over 37 years ago. The only way to get into the church, obey the gospel. You got to hear the gospel, showing the death, burial, resurrection of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So then he died. He bled. They whipped him, beat him, spit on him, mocked him, ridiculed him, shame him. But he did it for us, that we might have a right to the tree of life. Oh, yeah, the facts of the gospel. 1 Corinthians 15, chapter 1 through 4. Oh, yeah, these are facts. Show that he died, buried, and rose again the third day, according to Scripture. Believe that what you hear, Acts 15, 7. Oh, yes, Hebrews 11, 6, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. He that come to God must believe that he is. He'll reward the diligent seek him. Oh, then you have to repent of your sins. Don't mean come back. Repent. Stop sinning, whatever it is. You stop sinning. Change your heart. Change your mind. Change direction. From wrong to right. Acts 17:30, the time of ignorance, God weak that. But command all men everywhere to repent. Acts 3 and verse number 19. Then you confess with the mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Matthew 10:32, like Peter did, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Oh, yes. That's confession that everyone needs to make before we go in that watery grave of baptism for the remission of sins. Oh, yes. And not only that, but when you go make that great confession, baptize in the liquid tomb of baptism for the remissions of sin. Acts 2:38, Mark 16 and 16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. He that believeth not me, he that refused, he that rejected, he that know God's plan of salvation and the church, you will be lost unless you obey the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is God's only plan. That's why we give you book, chapter, and verse. That's why Brother Brooks and Brother Flander. That's why all these gospel preachers. This is only God's plan of salvation. God don't have but one way. John 14:6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. This is the way. Book, chapter, and verse. When you do that, God will add you to that blood bought, Holy Spirit filled, rock bottom, hell proof, glory bound Church of Christ. Church that Jesus built. Matthew 16:18, the church that Jesus precious on precious blood, Acts 20 and verse 28, Ephesians 5:25-26, husband love your wife, even that Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. Be in the church that Christ is the head of, not the preacher, not the elder, not the deacon, not the church trustees. Christ is the head of a New Testament church. I ask a question. You ask a preacher, denomination, who's the head? First they're going to say, well, the preacher. Wrong, church. Christ is the head of the New Testament church. Not only head, but he's the savior of the body. He's the founder of the first. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 11. For other foundation can no man lay than his lay, which is Christ Jesus. Christ you can read about in God's divine pages of inspiration. The Bible says in Ephesians 3, verse 21, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world within. Book, chapter, and verse. My friends, my neighbors, I hope I said something tonight to encourage you to open your Bibles and see what the things I said, because we stand investigation. That's why Paul said, 1 Thessalonians 5:21, prove all things, hold fast, that's which is good. Romans 3:4, let God be true and every man a lie. If they can't back it up by book, chapter, verse, you better leave it alone. You better leave it alone. So I hope and pray that something has been said tonight, that you obey the gospel before it's everlasting too late. This is our prayer, that you would do that. May God continue to bless you, to bless all of us, in Jesus' name. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Brother Brooks.
Brother William Donaldson, man, you are on fire tonight. I tell you what, I'm fired up. I don't know if I'll be able to go to sleep after listening to this message. We want to say to those who are on the call tonight, this is exactly what we want the brothers to do, is to come with a plain and straightforward, simple message. The truth about it is this. The scripture says there's one body, which means there's one church. My friends, if you believe the Bible, then you got to believe in one church. Now you got to get this right, because if there's but one and there's over 40,000 in the world, then we know that many have left the truth. How about you? Tonight, Brother Donaldson laid it out for you. He said, well, he gave a lot of scripture. Yes, he did. But what we do, we're going to put this recording on our website. So you go there and you can listen to it again, slow it down, pause it, rewind it, write the scripture down for yourself. But remember, it's always going to say one church. It's going to say one church. And that one church is the Church of Christ. This is the message. This whole week, we're going to be talking about the one. The one Lord, the one Spirit, the one hope, the one faith. So if you believe in one God, now you know the same scripture says there's one church. And we believe that if you're listening tonight, and you're on this call, and you've been invited by a friend, family, loved one, co-worker, whatever, they wanted you to hear this. For Jesus said that only a few are going to find the true way. That true way is through the one church. So we encourage you to, if you have a question, I want you to do this for me. Get back with the person who put you on the call and tell them you have a question. They'll get in touch with us. Or you can email us at nationwidegospelcall@yahoo.com. That's nationwidegospelcall@yahoo.com. And we will respond to your request for a Bible class, a baptism. We had a baptism on Sunday. But here, just from lady had been listening to us, many of our calls. And finally, she obeyed. We've had people who listen to several calls before they obey. That's okay. You got to do it, though. At some point, you got to understand the truth ain't going to change. It's never going to change. You can always say one church, you're going to say Church of Christ. And that's what we want you to know. So go to our website. Go to our website and take advantage of the flyers. Listen to all the messages, all the topics. If you have any questions about anything, we will be happy to assist you. Let's go ahead and pray to God. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for your blessings. Thank you for this day you've given us. Thank you for Jesus to Christ, your Son, who gave his life on the cross. We know, Father, that you watched your Son suffer, and you saw his travail as he was hung and executed by the Roman soldiers. Even though he had done no wrong, he would do it for us. And then you gave us a book, and we could find what your desire, your will was for us, and that is to do what your Son said do. And that's what we're trying to do, Father. And so we pray for those of our listening audience, that they too would understand that there's a Father who loved them, a Son who gave his life, and you put in the book called the Bible what we must do to save our souls. So we pray that they would receive it with meekness, they would obey it, be baptized, become a member of the true church, the Church of Christ, and live faithful unto death. We thank you for our brothers and sisters across the nation who are supporting our call. We thank you for so many on the call tonight, a large call tonight. Thank you, Father, for those who are continuing to support our effort. We ask your blessings upon our continuing speakers, the remainder of the month, those upcoming speakers, rather. We pray your blessings on them. Thank you for Brother Donaldson. Thank you for his way of delivering the message. And we thank you for the simplicity, too, that he's presented the one body to us tonight. We love you, Father. We thank you for all you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We intentionally bring on diverse group of men from all different nationalities, and we appreciate the different styles. But here's what you need to understand. No matter who's speaking, all of our speakers going to come to the same conclusion. No matter what culture they come out of, what color their skins are, the conclusion is, the scripture is right over us. That's what we're doing on this call. It don't matter who's speaking. Our speakers will come to the same conclusion. Why? Because we use the same book called the Bible. What said the scripture about tomorrow night? The One Spirit. Brother Chorzo from Orlando, Florida. You don't want to miss it. Please join us tomorrow night from 9 to 9:30. Hear another word from the Lord. It is my prayer that you all have a good night's rest. And for those who are not members of the Church of Christ, you may toss and turn after learning about this. But once you obey it, there's no more tossing and turning. It's nothing but peace that's past understanding. That's the peace that God gives you. Sleep on that one. Good night.